It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's talk out of here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Gorman along with Tom Hines, and welcome back to our coverage of Boston Celtic basketball.
Tonight, Gorman was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Come on, come on. I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, touch her and Rich, should I blast myself? Same old jokes, even worse to his friend. Man, don't know dick, makes me wish I was dead. Wallach and Rich trying hard to be funny. Can't believe those two getting money. Sucking up to guess who the hell cares. Just shoot me now, throw me down the stairs. Sitting at the mic trying to sound real big. How'd these boys ever land this gig? Every day it's the same old baloney. Judge must been on something to give him a Marconi. Just gets worse as the day goes on. Felger and Mads, brain-numbing Egothon. Gotta start making changes. Would you rather Zoe and Beetle or two distant strangers? Come on, Tommy Heinsohn, what you think of this?
Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
You gotta take it from T, a brother close to me.
Puckhead.
That's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
Come on, come on.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, tell him, T, tell him.
That's just the way it is.
Don't hold back, T, give it your all.
Are you kidding me?
Mike G and the T, out.
Take that, 98 Mile.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program. John is in the Town Fair Tire Studios over there. And Rich is coming off of a one-day vacation. Rich, we were asking about this Friday. What do you do on vacation? Because we know that you, unfortunately, are trapped.
Yes.
At home. That due to your wife's condition that... You've had 1 5-minute conversation, as you say it, with someone in person.
That's true.
So what do you do on a day off?
Sleep in. That's the main thing.
God bless you, sir.
Not have to get
you
up.
You are awesome.
That might be the only real benefit. But yeah. So I sleep in, and that's about it. And then you wake up around 9:30, and you kind of just do what you've been doing. And you know, it doesn't suck. Listen, I mean, it sucks not being able to talk to people. It sucks not being in, you know, around, you know, being in Boston and stuff like that. But I mean, listen, I'm not one to complain. This place is kind of gorgeous, and there's a lot of stuff to do outside. But you become outdoorsy, man. You know, you just force yourself to go outside and do anything. So I'm trying to fish. I can't fish. Like I haven't caught anything, and I'm trying to learn how to do that. So there you go. That's my exciting day off. But the main thing is just so I can sleep in. That's the main benefit.
Okay, because we were thinking that maybe being on the air is the one time you get to talk to people.
Oh, I like it. No, I like doing it. No, it's not like, you know, oh, I don't want to talk to you. It's just sleeping in. You admit that as much as it is, as nice as it is to actually talk to human beings during all of this, I don't know if it's better than not having to wake up till 9 or 9:30.
I mean, I slept till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, basically, yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome. God. Awesome.
That's amazing.
See, that's like the dream stuff. You see, at some point, there is like a tiny bit of, like around like 9:30, I'm like, all right, dude, you better make yourself get up. But I also, on days like that, I still take a nap, even on days where I don't work, just because it's like my body's accustomed to at 2 o'clock shutting off because of our schedule.
That's the thing, is that like I'll get up for like a second and like get something to drink, and then I'll come downstairs and I'll come back upstairs and go back to sleep.
All those days are the best. Right, where you have like an hour and a half where you've gotten up just to say that you've gotten up, and then you just go right back to sleep. Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, like I'll get up and I'll turn on The Office because it's on all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And then I'll lay on the couch, and then I'll go back upstairs because my son plays Fortnite and just screams into the microphone, like literally screams. And so I sleep upstairs sometimes, and just he's yelling, and I don't have the energy to get up and go downstairs, but yet I can't sleep. Uh-huh. So I just hear him screaming and yelling the entire time. So I will rise up and I will go downstairs and I will lay on the couch with my face. I'll turn on The Office and then I'll lay on the couch with my face facing the back of the couch. And then that takes 45 minutes of energy. And then I get up and go to the bed that I share with my wife and I go back to sleep for a few hours.
Fred, do you know how those video games have on the box, or if you download them, there's like a rating, and it's, you know, kind of like the TV shows, like mature or for everyone. There should be a rating on video games that is judged on a scale of how much of an a-hole it turns your kid into when they play them. Because there's different games that affect kids different ways. Like there's ones that are just infuriating that instantly turn your kids into an a-hole. Like there's this one that's there's this one that's out called Mario Maker 2, I think, and it's where people all over the world design their own Mario courses, and then you go online and you play them, and then you rate them, and you race all these other people. So they're built to be insanely hard, and like when you lose, my kid gets so pissed off, and then I had a miracle fall into my lap the other day, a game that. Because I always hear him like yelling, like you said, like Milo does with Fortnite. I always hear him yelling upstairs, you know, playing this Mario Maker game. He gets pissed off. But I found one game that was like a miracle. Like as soon as he started playing it, he's like the happiest kid in the world. It's called Animal Crossing. Have you heard of this game?
All I know is Fortnite.
Okay. And if you can somehow slip Animal Crossing in there, I don't know if he'll like it. He may or may not. It looks, put it this way, on the surface, it looks like something that they would never be into. As a matter of fact, there's part of me that when I first saw it, I'm like, he's going to hate this. Because all it is basically you have this island and you just make your island better. You like grow plants and you open up a museum. And if you end up doing everything the right way, this like Labrador Retriever with a guitar shows up and rocks out every Saturday night. I mean, it's
you're lying about that last part.
It's KK Slider Saturdays, man. That's his name, KK Slider, who has like 80 different songs he plays. Oh, and listen, Saturdays are wild around the Shirt and Leap house now, beyond the KK Slider's shown up. But I mean, this is one of those games where it shouldn't, like, kids should like it, but every kid that I know that's gotten it, like, I've talked to parents, and they're like, dude, it's like giving them some sort of awesome drug. Like, they're in, like, this happy zone. They're not fighting with each other. I don't know what kind of weird dopamine they put in this or some sort of, like, chemical that they've experimented with, but whatever it is, it's the only video game that I've seen my kids play where they don't become, like, animals after playing it for too long.
Well, I mean, he's just yelling at his friends in the microphone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like Roblox. So my kids do that. They scream at each other, and they do that.
Yeah. The Fortnite, he's yelling at the top of – when I say he's yelling at the top of his lungs, I mean he's screaming. So – and screaming obscenities. And just – they just sit there and scream obscenities at each other. It's very, very nice. It's just wonderful. I look forward to it every weekend. And he turns down things like going to the pool because he doesn't want to do it. And then These children are in for a life of complete fulfillment.
I'm telling you, Fred, if you could slide, because the one thing about Animal Crossing too is that was the toughest part, is getting them to stop playing. But with Animal Crossing, it's almost like it was made by this amazing scientist who I think should win the Nobel Prize for turning kids into actually you can deal with them now. Is because by if you pull them away, it's not such a bad thing, because part of that game is you like plant seeds and you do things that don't pay off until the next day.
Oh.
So when you turn it off, it's like, okay, cool. Well, I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow.
Smart.
I mean, it's. Dude, I don't know how they figured this out, but it's the only game that I can think of that's actually made my kid more pleasant when he plays it.
Yeah. There's not a chance in hell my son would play that game.
What's
that? There's not a chance in hell my son would play that game. My daughter would.
I didn't think so either. Yeah, because people don't get shot, people get killed, but it's like I've talked to people who have – I mean, heck, there's adults that play this game. It's really weird. If you can just get them to sit down for the first like couple of minutes – and start playing.
Right, you just
it
made it impossible. You just made it impossible. You asked them to sit down and do something for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
All right, well, how about this? The NHL is indeed back. I'm glad to finally be saying those words. We'll get into some of the details. Also, there will be one Bruin who will not be joining them. We'll get to that as well.
All right, we will be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Dutcher and Rich.
What happened last night?
Fox Sports Hub with Dutcher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
How about that? This weekend. The real news we had all been waiting for, the road for the Stanley Cup Final laid out for the Bruins. And the good news is that it's all in Canada, who's doing a much better job controlling this virus than its southern neighbors. So great, we have a chance at finishing this thing. On August 2nd, the Bruins will be amongst the four Eastern Conference teams competing in a round robin to determine seeding for the shortened postseason. They'll be joined by the Flyers, Lightning, and Capitals in that tournament. And the Eastern Conference, that will take place in Toronto, Western Conference, Edmonton. I think the Bruins made out well in that deal between the two cities. Well, the first game on Sunday, August the 2nd, is going to be against the Philadelphia Flyers. I'm sure you're going to hear that here on 98.5 Sports Hub. And then on Wednesday, August 5th, they'll take on the Tampa Bay Lightning. And on Saturday, August 8th, their round robin will conclude against the Washington Capitals. Now, while many of the Bruins players have already been skating together, at least one or two European players may not be on the ice for the first day of full practice because of the self-quarantining rules following international travel once you get to Boston over the last couple of weeks. David Pastrnak is amongst those players that may not be there at the beginning, as well as Andre Kasha, Joachim Nordstrom, Uro Vakanainen, and they have not been practicing with the team up to this point. Now, unfortunately, Steven Kampfer has made the decision to opt out due to his wife and son having congenital heart defects, which can cause complications with COVID-19. But as far as the rest of the team, GM Don Sweeney is optimistic that most will remain on board. Clip.
Well, they have a final decision to make by Monday at 5 o'clock. At this point in time, everybody's aware that Stephen Camper has opted out for really obvious reasons, which we're in full support of. At this point in time, we haven't heard from anybody else.
Yeah, so that's pretty good news. Today at 5, as Don Sweeney mentioned right there, that is the deadline. And the news regarding the health of the team seems to be pretty positive. Unlike the Montreal Canadiens, where at least three players have tested positive for COVID-19 in recent days, that's on top of the several Canadiens players already opting out for health reasons. They are slowly becoming the Brooklyn Nets of the NHL. But this is good news for everyone. It sounds like they have got everything all set, dates on calendars, and I know for a while, at least I was sweating it out a little bit, but in the end, doesn't it seem like this is going to be the... What's that?
Told you the entire time they were playing...
I know. Just wondering why it took so damn long. And you know what? I don't care anymore because it seems like they're doing it right. Moving to Canada was the smartest idea they could have had. Like, completely to Canada. Doesn't that give you more hope than almost any other league that they're going to be able to finish?
I'm convinced they're going to be able to play. Not only start, but finish. I mean, you can't
finish.
You can't say that about Major League Baseball. You're not entirely sure about the NBA just yet. But if the whole this thing in Canada leads me great hope that they will be able to start and finish. And by the way, one other thing that bears watching, especially for the Bruins for this round robin, Steven Stamkos has a lower body injury. And you remember he underwent core muscle surgery and missed a lot of the end of the season before it stopped. And now he's got something unrelated to that that is keeping him out of practice. The word is they're hoping to have him ready for when the games start, but there's no guarantee that's going to happen. And that directly affects the Bruins, who play Tampa Bay in this round robin.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay was a team that was going to, you thought, benefit from this time off because of their injury situation. So, yes, if Stamkos doesn't play, it goes without saying that that is good news for the Bruins.
Well, August is going to be phenomenal because on Tuesday, August 11th, that is the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's when that starts. Then you go August 25th for the second round, the conference finals September 8th, and then the Stanley Cup final on September 22nd. Have you heard? Now, I was just thinking about this because of, you know, the cities that they're going to be in, but and I don't know how this would affect the NHL, but I do know that the Toronto Blue Jays aren't effing around. Have you heard about what they're going to be doing and what they're going to fine any players who end up leaving the team bubble?
It seems illegal what they're doing.
Yeah, it seems like insane. Now, okay, before I tell you, just know that the reason that this Bundesliga thing worked in Germany, well, first of all, their numbers were really low. They did a really good job crushing, you know, the virus and getting the, you know, everything down to where it needed to be to safely start. But the other thing that they did was that they didn't F around when it came to fining players and punishing them if they were to leave their quote-unquote bubble. As a matter of fact, there was one player who went to the equivalent of like a CVS in order to get some sort of over-the-counter medication, and I think that they docked him a ton of pay and they suspended him for almost like 2 weeks. And he was a pretty good player too, and I think that scared everyone else in the league. So if the Blue Jays are trying to send a message, they're doing it. I just don't know if you could enforce this because according to TSN, they're saying that if Blue Jays players are found outside of the ballpark or hotel bubble that they're required to stay in during the season, they could face fines of $750,000. And if that wasn't enough, there's also possibility of facing jail time, according to the report.
Yeah, that seems like so illegal. So many ways.
But with jail, the fine, that seems ridiculous, but it almost sounds like something that they could get away with because people levy fines all the time within the league. But don't you have to do something illegal to face jail time? Like, they can't
knows what's going on in Canada?
That's a good point. I mean,
a set of rules.
By the way, do you see what the Blue Jays might have to do, you know, all the way through their season because of the mandatory quarantine?
Uh-huh.
They have to play, well, they don't have to, but they're exploring the idea of playing at a AAA ballpark in Buffalo. so all the teams don't have to worry about traveling back and forth over the border to play them.
Sure, the Blue Jays are very excited about the possibility of playing in Buffalo.
That's correct. I know. To thrill a minute.
Yes. At least it's easier not to leave the bubble.
Yeah, that's true. In Buffalo, that bubble's going to pretty much be intact.
Yep. Well, they've got a weird little setup, though, those Blue Jays, because they started living in the Toronto Marriott City Center Hotel, which is connected to the Rogers Center. Yep. So they're all living together right now in a hotel that they just can walk right into. Like, they don't ever have to leave. That's a legitimate bubble, is that your hotel.
The hotel's connected to the ballpark. People can watch games from the hotel, yes.
Yeah. You know, it sounds weird.
Got B-roll footage of when I worked at CSN Sports Illustrated, you get the satellite feed that never cuts off.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when they go to commercial, it doesn't cut off. And many times they would show people having sex wanted people to see themselves have sex, so they would be having sex right there in the stadium.
Oh, so there's rooms that overlook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's been a thing for 25 years. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the cameramen were all pervs. Like, every cameraman's a pervert.
I used to do that, too, when I was a kid. I used to intern, and the same exact thing. The feed doesn't shut off. It's great.
Yeah, the feed, so you can hear the announcers swearing and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then the cameraman is just like any girl with big boobs. They're like really close up on them.
When they go to commercial. But it's the best secret ever. People don't know.
Well, people do it because they want to be, what do you call it? They want to be out there for the voyeurs.
Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
They want to be exhibitionists?
Yes, they want to be exhibitionists, yes. So, now, they're not always people you want to see having sex.
No, that's
but,
true.
But there you go. They're doing it nonetheless.
Well, I told you about the dude that, you know, when I lived across from the Mandarin downtown, and I was like eye level with a guy who was just standing naked holding onto the window at the Mandarin, just having fun with himself for about 30 minutes. And it was one of those things where I couldn't stand by my window and not be directly in this guy's like line of sight. And so I almost was like hiding in my bedroom so I didn't have to walk out into the living room at any point, because you go out there and there was a guy leaning on the window, buck ass naked, just handling business.
He must have been on Paxil if it took a half an hour.
Yeah, it was a long time. Trust me, that was a long ass half an hour.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't give up. That's what I do, is I just give up. Who am I kidding?
Maybe it was Red Bull and Paxil. He did a little mix and kept them going. Well, it is fully expected that today will be the day that the Washington Redskins announce that they are no more, and that out of the kindness of their own heart and not the threat of withdrawn funds from their biggest sponsor, that they will change their name finally. Ex-Redskins player Fred Smoot said that he heard one specific name was the front runner. Clip.
Right now, if you look at all the polls, the Red Wolves is leading. Everybody wants to. And I think just because I took the time to explain all the traditions we can keep and all the new traditions we can start, you know, like I told them, winter is coming. I just think it's so much you can do with this Wolves, this Red Wolves in the meeting. And I think it bodes well.
I like Red Wolves. That's not bad. I didn't quite understand. If I hadn't read what he said, I might not know that he said Red Wolves.
It took me the second pass when he said Red Wolves the second time.
I didn't understand. Yeah. I understood about a good 50% of that.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was babbling. I don't understand any of it.
So he said Red Wolves. Winter is coming, Fred. It's like the Game of Thrones with the wolves that they have.
All right. So he says the Red Wolves is what they're going to be.
Yes.
He says that's the leader right now in the polls. I don't know what polls he's talking about. You know, he could be talking to a wall. I don't know. But he says that from what he's heard, Red Wolves is more than likely going to be the name.
A listener sent a good idea, actually, that was just Americans, Washington Americans.
Oh, that's, I think, one of the top ones in Bovada right now. Like, if you bet in Vegas, Americans might either be first or second that's on there. What about the Washington Redheads? Just have Scalby the mascot.
Donnie Most goes,
Love it,
hey!
That's right. Just
pop it on the back, it says, I still got it.
sponsored by Wendy's.
Yeah.
You know, Wendy's or McDonald's. A lot of redheaded fast food mascots out there. But now this is wild, too, because apparently there might be more than just a name change happening with the Redskins, something perhaps a bit more sinister. At least that's the case if you believe this guy, Scott Abraham, from ABC Washington, who last night tweeted, quote, "There is much more going on at Redskins Park than a name change. I'm told by a source that there will be some more news that comes out tomorrow other than the name change, and it is not good. I did not get specifics, but get ready, people." Well, I mean, get ready for minds to be blown. Although our guest that we had from NBC Sports Washington last week seemed to allude to the same thing. Do you remember that? I mean, you've got these three minority owners like who are selling 40% off of their shares in the middle of a pandemic as well. And he was like, dude, that's just not something that would happen. Like, something's going on. I wonder if – do you think Dan Snyder is in some sort of weird legal trouble and everyone's jumping ship because of it?
I'm not sure that Dan Snyder can afford that team on his own. Like, I heard – like, Dan Snyder in the pantheon of owners I don't think is one of the most wealthy. So I'm not sure if he could buy back those shares. Is what I've heard.
I think you're right. I think you're right, though, Rich. I mean, for that, for what you're saying, coupled with what we heard last week.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's bailing out. This is not selling high in the middle of a pandemic. This is right. Just, I need to get the F out of this organization now.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of a worse time to sell anything. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get millions of dollars, but you're selling for what? 50 cents on the dollar at best at this point?
Well, John, that's why when that guy was talking last week, you know, he kind of was alluding to that there's some weird trouble behind the scenes. And yeah. We all know that Dan Snyder's obviously made enemies, and we know that he's made bad investment choices. As a matter of fact, our guest kind of went through some of those companies that the guy invested in and ended up being failures. But this sounds almost more than that. Like, you know, it's one thing to have a – put it this way. If Dan Snyder was just in financial trouble, would those other – would the other three minority owners be jumping ship? That doesn't lend any kind of – there's no really sense to that. You know, they would still hold on to it because if someone else came in and, you know, bought the team, you know, they would still be able to keep your shares.
Or a chance to buy more shares of the team and take over control of the franchise.
But that's not what they're doing.
No,
they're
understand what I'm saying. If Snyder was in trouble leaving,
right.
You would immediately say, okay, good, here's a chance for me to take control of the franchise.
There's some weird stuff going on. I think today is going to be a big news day. And it sounds to me like people behind the scenes know that something big's about to drop. And it's almost like selling stock, you know, illegally. When you know that something bad's about to happen, that sounds like it's exactly what's going on with the Red Sox, right? Or the Redskins right now.
Yeah, again, Dan Snyder can't afford that whole team, so we shall see. Rich, what we got coming up after the headlines?
Patriots all of a sudden loaded, got a little cash to spend, and Cam Newton goes on an Instagram rant, one that's about being disrespected.
Oh, you never hear that. All right, we'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Time and temperature brought to you by Allstate. We're up to 75 degrees at 637. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And if you live outside the city of Boston, I believe this is true. Suck it, Boston. We can go to the library.
Yeah, that's right. But Boston, I think, is the only city where you're not allowed to go in. Now you can online reserve books. There's a neat little trough outside. Where
Yeah. Tell it to the judge.
Fred, if you're one of those people who loves going into the old public library down in Boston and spray painting the wall with your diarrhea like usual, then unfortunately you're out of luck. So yeah,
I think they should just close the libraries in Boston anyway. And just make them giant places for people who can't control their excrement.
Why limit that to just a bathroom? Just hose it down everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's nothing more disgusting than a public library's toilets. I don't care where you are. It's always disgusting. Always.
Why is that such a truth? Like, why is that something that it's like the most true stereotype that, I mean, because we used to go to the one that was right there on by Copley Square. Like, that was the one that we would go to. And just, I remember one of the first times I was there, I made the accident by trying to go to a restroom there. And I walk in, and the first thing you say, and listen, I've been in some disgusting rooms. I mean, you walk in there, and the first thing he goes, nope. And you just walk right out. Oh. It's as if somebody stood on their hands and just said, anywhere. let's just paint the walls. I don't know how it got where it got, but I was just like, nope, never again.
Just go to the library and walk around and see who's in there, and that will do that will explain everything that you need to know about why the walls are splattered. But it was the same way in Farmington Hills, Michigan. It's been that way. It's a absolute truth. All right, Rich, what else is going on?
Well, meanwhile, just when you thought the cap actually meant something, the Patriots say, hey, look, an extra $8 million to spend. So how do they find this nice little treasure trove? Well, by settling with people they'd rather have Patriots historians forget. Grievances from Antonio Brown and Aaron Hernandez now paid. And all of a sudden, they have money for a pretty decent move if they'd like to make one. John, I was looking at a small list of free agents that are still out there. I mean, there's a decent amount. They've got like $8 million left. I don't know where they would put it, but it's nice to have that when, like, before, I think before all this, they had just under $1 million, didn't they, John?
Yeah. They had like two quarters and a nickel for a while there. They were far and away the team with the least amount of cap space, and here they are now up over $7-8 million worth of space. I don't know if they can get anyone that will really help them, per se, and make an impact on what they have.
But Antonio Brown,
right. Something else to look at, though, the deadline for signing all players that have been given a franchise tag to extensions is Wednesday. And if you want to create even more cap room, and the rumor has been, then you might look into signing Joe Tooney to a long-term extension, depending upon what exactly it is he wants. Because his cap number is huge. So, I mean, it's always a possibility. As big as the salary cap space is now unexpectedly, it could be more if the Patriots find common ground with Tooney, who has a franchise tag as a guard, which I don't think the Patriots had an eye on doing earlier.
I don't know where I found it, John, but would you mind in a couple minutes, I wouldn't mind just kind of looking over these free agents. I was kind of surprised at the decent amount of names that were still available. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't anything that jumps off the page. But, you know, somewhat – oh, like Aqib Talib's name was on there. Like, he's still a free agent. There's a couple other guys like that. Not that you would need him, but people like that. People who've been in the league, like veterans, maybe dealing with an injury or two, that might be somebody that you pick up if you can get him on the cheap. Well, in the meanwhile, Cam Newton –
Bringing Aqib Talib just for the sound bites. Absolutely.
I would love that. Well, in the meanwhile, Cam Newton keeps making Instagram videos. I like this one, however, not just because he sounds like someone who is motivated, but because of the admirable amount of loogies he is able to hawk mid-sentence at any given moment. Dan, do you have that clip? If so, I'd like to hear it.
Mm-hmm. You know what makes this different? Is they ain't never seen this camp. They ain't never seen him. You want to know how I know? They ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam. The on Cam. Tired of being sick of tired Cam. Felt like I was just left to die. You know what I'm saying? It's over with for him. He ain't the same player. I love it. I adore it. I admire it. I want to taste it. I want everything about it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I ain't never seen that meat. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't meat?
Waking up energized after a hard day. Like, what's next? Yeah, loving on my kids more. Got more energy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Spit again.
Chosen say, Daddy. We going to Charlotte? I said, no, son. It's over with. We got another place we're going to. We're going north.
Was he talking about Cam? Because he didn't mention that enough.
I want to drink its blood.
Yeah. I want to sniff it. I want to just shove my head in between it and go.
I want to strangle that thing to the ground.
And his son is like, are we going to North Carolina? And he's like, you can't read the paper?
No, we're going to Ponderosa. I want that meat.
I have a list
steak
here.
Place with the sticks and the colored sticks in the middle of it. It tells you what how done it is.
Well, that's where you got to pick them up. I mean, I don't know how Ponderosa is going to be doing. Isn't Ponderosa a situation where you pick the steaks up out of like a buffet, or do they serve them to you?
No. So Ponderosa, I think, was a Sizzler type operation where you walked into the line. It's like the roast beef ride. You know, you get in the queue, and then at the front you order the steak that you want. And then once you order it, you go to the buffet and you load up on all the things that aren't the steak. And then you sit down, you shove your face filled with mac and cheese and chicken wings. And then they bring out, like in a classy way, the steak with a stick on it that's on the plate that's been heated in the oven. And then so you get a steak with your buffet. I think that's the way the Ponderosa rocked.
And the toothpick is to show you how the meat is cooked.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
Blue was like, you know, the medium, and then the red was, it's rare. Is that how Frank Jafrida's Hilltop used to work there, Dan O'Brien? Was that a Hilltop operation? Did they do that the same way?
I don't know if the Hilltop had the sticks in them, you know, the little thermometers that told you what it was. No, they knew. They just brought it out to you and slapped it down on the plate. There was no buffet, though.
Oh, okay. They didn't have a buffet in the middle.
Well, that sounds like a ripoff.
No, you got the salad first, and then everything came out after that.
Oh, my God. I mean, at least let me get my fixings. Dear Lord.
By the way, I'm looking at this list of the free agents. Here's the name that kind of jumped off the list. Jadeveon Clowney's available.
However, he was asking at one point for over $15 million a year.
But nobody signed him.
No, I know that, and it might be a Cam Newton situation where the price comes down finally to the point where the Patriots can afford him. But I don't think $8 million is going to get it done, considering what he was asking for. I think you need to, you know, get Tooney under contract for a lower number. I mean, it's going to take some doing to get Clowney.
Now, you don't think Jadeveon? I mean, by the way, how hysterical would that be?
Oh, it'd be great.
I mean, at the beginning of the season, you're going in with just, you know, Jared Stidham, and all of a sudden you've got, and if Cam Newton's healthy, it's going to be ridiculous. And if you can get Jadeveon Clowney, who's motivated, I mean, that would just be, how hysterical would that be?
Oh, that'd be great.
If that's how they end up going into this, and I don't know if they will, but that would be pretty damn funny.
I don't know. Jadeveon Clowney is still going to cost you money.
Yeah, a lot more than teams the Patriots are into him. No.
There's teams still interested in him.
Also, Everson Griffin, who played for Minnesota last year, but again, was making about $15 million a year as a free agent.
He's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he is good. But again, far too expensive for the cap room you have.
He's 32, and, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if, far too. How are you going to get more than $8 million? That's at that age?
Maybe not. But I don't think if the Patriots are going to say, we'll give you every last ounce of cap room we have. I mean, they're going to try and get him for less than that, unless they restructure something. And the other guy whose name you keep hearing is a tight end. And let's be honest, I think the Patriots could benefit from a veteran tight end. That guy Njoku from Cleveland desperately wants out. Now, he's not been very good in his 3 years there, but that's another name that you can look at.
What about Josh Gore? Yeah, that's right.
Tremaine Johnson's still available, Fred, I believe.
Oh,
I believe Tremaine Johnson's still available.
Well, listen, we can get a video game from 5 years ago and have fun with him.
Josh Gordon, he's available. Why don't we bring him in?
Right.
Yeah. He'll be okay for a while and then have to leave. All right, Rich, what else is going on?
All right, let's get to some of the Celtics news on life in the bubble down there. We will get to Marcus Smart and Brad Stevens' comments on how things are rolling for them.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused.
Toucher and Rich.
What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what else is going on?
By the way, news coming out just this morning, Rajon Rondo busted his hand. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. That's a big deal, seeing that they're already missing Avery Bradley. So the Lakers get another hit to their
You know what that means. You know what that means. It's more time for J.R. Smith.
Oh, I love it. By the way, we're going to get to J.R. Smith later on today because J.R. Smith actually got in trouble. Like, they told him to stop talking about what goes on inside the bubble. The Lakers are the best show in town right now, and it's for the personalities. There's so much stuff going on with the Lakers that's phenomenal. And by the way, LeBron seems over all of it. Like, he's like, you have to understand how much this means to LeBron James. Like, they can't F this up. And there's so much potential for everyone to F this up because we all realize this is one of his last shots that he'll get to win another championship. Anthony Davis more than likely is going to end up leaving at the end of this year. We've heard rumors that he wants to go to Chicago. Who knows what's going to happen there? But I mean, right now, they're in great shape to win a championship unless crap keeps happening and everything around him seems like he's the only one maintaining not going insane. Except for Rondo, who seemed to be on the level, but now his hand is jacked up. And we know that he's somebody who has had problems with his hand in the past. So it's not like even when he comes back in 6 to 8 weeks, this he's going to be able to bounce right back.
Yeah,
so
you remember he hurt himself in that playoff series against the Celtics. That swung the whole thing the other direction when he was in Chicago. Remember that?
He did. Yeah. Yep, yeah. So it's a fracture in his right thumb. He's going to undergo surgery this week. And so he'd be back right around the second round of the playoffs, which I don't think there's any question that the Lakers will end up being able to make them make their way to, as long as everything works out well. Meanwhile, Dan, if you could get the Brad Stevens clip ready to go. Kemba Walker's been one interesting question. Now, the whole team seems to be down there and working out. As a matter of fact, we've heard some pretty great reports from practice. As a matter of fact, Robert Williams seems to be the quarantine star. Everyone says he looks like he's in great shape. They're going to need him. They're going to need some decent minutes from him because we've talked about how depleted this bench is. But one of the biggest questions is, how's Kemba Walker? Is he going to be able to play without any kind of minutes restriction? Brad Stevens says, not at the beginning of things. Here's the clip.
Kemba didn't practice. Everybody else did. Kemba's just still in our progression that we're putting him through. But we went really hard today.
I don't like that. That's a little scary, seeing that, you know, they've been out for 4 months now, and you still have Kemba Walker on minutes restrictions. Now, granted, this might be something they're just going to do until the actual playoffs start, and maybe they'll push him hard then, but just the fact that they still have to be very cautious with him, John, that's a little concerning to
me. Well,
you,
wouldn't
it?
You? I mean, not only was he hurt, and he was bad at the end before the season stopped. I mean, he needed the rest more than just about anyone else on that roster. But he wasn't working out. He was resting that knee. I would take no chances with that knee. And from what it sounds like, the Celtics project him to be a full go once the playoffs start, which is good news. I think this is an overabundance of caution more than it is Kemba Walker saying, hey, my knee is still bothering me.
That's true. That's true. And to be honest, like all the other news that we've heard outside of that with the Celtics has been really nothing but positive. And to be quite honest, they seem to be the most functional of all the teams, if that's the best word to use. You know, you hear a lot of people down there who are complaining about issues and having a hard time coping with this bubble, and it doesn't seem to be the case with anyone in the Boston Celtics. On top of that, I don't – what's that?
They have a chance. I mean, they understand that if you are able to control yourself and not take any undue risks while you're there and not go out and not break quarantine, and yeah, it sounds like life for 3 months is going to be exceptionally boring other than playing the games. But if you can somehow overcome that and understand that you really have a chance here to do some serious damage in the playoffs – I mean, Celtics have a shot if they're able to keep it together, because as sure as we're all sitting here, there's going to be a team that's a big contender in the East that's going to lose focus and lose control, and someone's going to test positive, and that's going to wreck their playoff chances. And I mean, if the Celtics can do it, then they have a shot.
What would be so boring? You can play ping pong. I mean, they have a whole rec room situation.
Yeah.
You can watch movies.
Got DJs. Yep.
I have the best story to tell you guys in a little bit. I've been obsessed with this bubble. I really have. And I also subscribe to all these like writers who are down there like covering it. And the bubble's weirder than you even think it is. And like the way that these guys are, I'll tell you this much. Apparently there was a well-known Instagram model who tweeted that she's already been invited to the bubble.
One player outed the guy who invited her. Yes, I saw this. I saw this.
She's already been invited to the bubble.
That's right.
And she goes, even she tweeted, this thing's going to be over before it starts.
That's right. And she was invited by an all-star. Yes, I've seen this.
Her name's Ugly Anna?
That's her Twitter handle. Yep.
She's this Instagram model. She said, I already got invited to the bubble. Yeah, the season definitely ending early.
So I mean, these guys are going to, I mean, you know, this guy was just on Instagram and he's like, I got to get laid.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're bringing it in. Yep.
Yeah.
It's like takeout food at this point. Yep.
Yeah. They're rich guys in their 20s.
Yep.
Yeah. And he's going through Instagram and he's saying, why not? I mean, if they're going to punish these guys for having sex, you're right. This thing's going to get over before it starts.
It's going to be so great. And like all the stories that are coming out of it too. And like and by the way, there's people who are just watching everyone's Instagram to see like what they're leaving like comment. I mean, there's people who are hawks making sure that these guys like behave themselves, and it's going to be a mess, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be funny when it all goes down, as long as nobody gets sick. But it is going to be funny when you just see pictures of a guy who's like, you know, on some girl's Instagram in somewhere in like the other side of like Tampa, you know, to go visit roster between a break between series, and then he's going to have to quarantine, and he's not going to be able to play, and the team's going to be pissed at him.
If I'm the NBA, I'm just like, all right, these guys got to get laid. Just have them come in the bubble, get it over with, and then leave.
That's right. Got to quarantine these women for 14 days, and then have at it, fellas.
Smuggle them in. You dress them all like Daisy Duck, so they won't know. You won't see them come in or leave. And then, you know, they all kind of do their business, and nobody knows nobody's on the wiser at the end of it. You know?
These guys are rich and in their 20s for the most part. You're not stopping them from getting laid. All right, no commercials here, just the headline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.